David's farm is just 2.5 acres in size, but that does not mean he's not busy. In fact, the crop he grows will require full-time labor and provide nice earnings as well. Where is the farm, and what crop is it? It's next on the American Countryside.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. And you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today. Midwestern farmers are used to growing a wide variety of crops, but when you visit David Faulkner's farm, he might need to simply begin by telling you where his crop comes from.
They come from date trees. They grow up in the top of the date palm.
Faulkner operates Ehrlich's Date Garden in Yuma, Arizona. He's been growing dates for about as long as he can remember. It is a crop perfectly suited for this area of the country.
Because it's hot and dry, and that's what it needs. You can't have the rain when the dates are ripening because it sours the dates, and they wouldn't be usable.
Before date palms were grown in this country, most of the crop came from Iran, Iraq, and Morocco. David has just 2.5 acres, but that is plenty to keep him busy.
They have to be dethorned, pollinated, thin. Dates have to be tied to a limb. You have to bag them. We cover them with bags to keep the birds from eating them. Then you have to harvest them 3 or 4 times. And then they have to be sorted for softness. And then they have to be sized, packaged.
For instance, in the late winter, just the hand pollination can be quite tedious.
We have to take the pollen from the male tree, cut the flower into pieces, and put a piece in each tree about once a week until all the flowers finish blooming.
You don't have to do all of those steps for dates to grow. But if you want a top-notch crop and a hefty yield, you'll need to be up in these trees about every day. If David allowed the bees to pollinate the crop, the pollination rate would be as low as 5%, depending on the type of date. That's why David does the work by hand to get 100% of the dates growing. We'll have more from these fields of date palms next time as we travel the countryside. In Yuma, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.